On the next Transformed, Patricia's desire to know truth leads her from church to church before finally finding answers at hopetv.org. And questions about eternal hell keep Paul up at night until hope calms his fears. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. Paul Ceeson wondered about life after death. What happens? Is it really a hell? Will the wicked people really burn forever? These questions troubled his thoughts for years until he found a Christian network while living abroad. Paul's transformation is still ahead. Plus, 20,000 people lost their lives because safety warnings were ignored. Pastor Chris Holland explains why we should heed the caution given in the Bible regarding this earth's future. But first, Patricia's search for truth. Her spiritual journey has taken her to many churches without finding answers to her questions. Now, everything has changed. Patty, as I read my Bible, I see that God is a miracle-working God. And as I look at this conversation together today, I've seen that God is working in miraculous ways in your life. Why don't you share me what you've seen that He's doing in your life?
You know, there are a lot of things He's doing, and I know I can't name them all. It reminds me about when they said we can't put them all in the Bible about what Jesus has done. But, you know, I have... When I was a kid, a little kid, I knew that God was there, but I didn't think He really loved us as an African, an African-American people. Mm. And I went through a lot of changes, and I grew up in the South, so I experienced a lot, but I still held on to God. And I was a Baptist, and I got baptized when I was 6 or 7 years old. And I just believed in God, but, you know, and I didn't follow him because I didn't really know how. My mom was a Christian and she still is. Things just started happening as I got older. I kind of got away from the church and but I still believed in God. And I met my husband and after, in spite of myself, I met my husband and I had a child. And I just felt like there was much more there. So I ended up going, recommitting my life. But then it still seemed like these things just were not right. It just seemed like I just still didn't know the real hardcore truth. And then when this thing happened last year with George Floyd, I knew that there had to be more truth because I made the comment that Christians all over should be speaking out about this horrible thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, I mentioned that to my pastor. Oh, it didn't turn out well. I didn't handle it well. He didn't handle it well. But God is still God, and He still loves us all. Mm. But I still knew that there was real truth that was missing. And I had been studying with Hope Sabbath School. For my mom introduced me to Hope Sabbath School back in the end of 2014, but I just kind of dismissed it. And then my mom got sick in 2015. And then I went home and that's when I met the Hope Sabbath School team. And I started listening and learning and the Lord started speaking to me and I kind of drifted away and then I came back. But in all of this let's fast forward back to last year. I kept saying, Lord, there's got to be more truth. Your word, you tell us that we should speak up for those who are oppressed. And there is more truth. And then the Sabbath kept saying, the Sabbath. And I'm like, Lord, I want to live your truth.
Mm, Praise God.
And of course, I just started being convicted. And I started asking myself, Lord, 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 if you are truly with me, will you show me that you're with me? You all had done a lesson on not testing God, but asking God for a sign. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, if you are really with me, I got up like 3 o'clock that morning. I said, God, I got on my knees. I said, God, if you're really with me, please show me. Give me. And I couldn't think of a sign I could ask for. And then all of a sudden, I believe the Holy Spirit said, ask that your estranged son calls you today. And I was afraid to say it, but I said it anyway. And then that morning, when I got back up again, that morning at about 11 something, I don't remember the exact time. I have it written down though. My phone rang and it was my estranged son. And I just said, Lord, you know, when you know that God, our God loves us and he sent his son. Life is so worth living. So worth living. And just this past few months, I have come to the realization through Hope Channel and Hope Sabbath School that the Lord truly loves me.
Praise God.
And that's the truth. Praise God. No, it's really hallelujah. Praise you, God. I'm thankful.
That is so beautiful. And I remember just when you said, I'm looking for a solid church community that teaches the Bible and that honors God's Sabbath. And I went online and I found out that was one. Well, I was hoping it was nearby because one of our Hope Sabbath School team members, Puya, had just become the pastor, only to discover that church is how far from your house?
Oh, it's about 10, 15 minutes away. It's the next town over.
So what did you feel when you went and you met Pastor Puya? You'd already seen his face on Hope Sabbath School. Did that tell you that God had been working all along?
Let me tell you, that's something that only God can do. And that was really is how I looked at it. It was something that God did for me. Awesome. Thank you, God. I get emotional because I am emotional. Because there's so much I've gone through. And when I know for a fact that the Lord is with me and in me, his Holy Spirit.
Amen. And he loves you with an immeasurable, unfailing love.
The immeasurable, unfailing love of God that you say all the time. And it's the truth. I believe it now.
And you're still on the journey and you still have areas of your life where you need special prayer. But what would you say to someone listening? Is this transformation process, is this real? Can God really change your life?
Can God really change your life? He absolutely can. All we have to do is ask him. And the word of God says, if we seek the Lord with all our heart, you know, he is not a liar. He is not. And he is the God of all gods. He will keep his promises. And I just challenge anybody out there who is questioning that, who is going through a whole lot of issues as I, and in spite of myself, I challenge you, call on him and ask him to come into your life. He'll take you on a journey. And that journey is knowing him, knowing Jesus Christ, receiving the Holy Spirit, and living for him, and sharing the word of God to anybody and everybody, those who want to listen and those who don't want to listen.
I'm hearing the testimony of a transformed life, and my heart just leaps for joy, and I just want to use my favorite Hebrew word.
Me too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Could you feel Patricia's passion for God? She's still on the journey, but as she testified, she's come to experience the love of God, that he cares about us, our struggles, our hopes, our fears. Please keep Patricia in your prayers as she continues to grow in her faith. My friend, if God can make a difference in Patricia's life, He can do it in your life as well. He can give you a revelation of how much He loves you. He'll give you understanding if you come to Him with an open heart and an open mind. From Mississippi to Madrid to Mozambique and beyond, we love receiving your letters and emails. Each one confirms our mission that God does transform lives. Listen to these notes. Here's one from Cleopatra, a Jamaican teaching in China. I told you it's international. She writes, "Hope Sabbath School has truly been a blessing to me every time I watch it. I'm always blessed and excited to learn about the Word of God, sharing the Word of God and making my life a mirror to reflect the Word of God to others. God's richest blessings on Hope Channel and all who participate in the broadcast." Well, Cleopatra, thanks for writing to us. Here's a note from Ramses in New Jersey and says, "Thank you for Hope Channel. I use your program to prepare to teach the Bible in my church. I sometimes also use your outline." Ramses, thanks for writing to us. "I'm so excited about our new digital Bible study platform. So many people are signing up for Bible studies." Marika writes and says, "This study helped me a lot in recognizing things about myself and where I need help." Janine writes, "I'm quite astonished by this course. Hope.study is where they're going. Tens of thousands of people signing up for Bible studies. It has explained why I feel the way I do. You've made the Bible easy to understand. Thank you." What's your story of transformation? Tell us about it at hopetv.org/transformed. There you'll find a link to share your story with us. And friend, while you're there, would you make a financial contribution to support Hope Channel? We rely on your generous gifts to fulfill our God-given mission. Won't you become a sustaining partner? Visit hopetv.org/transformed to make a donation. Now here's Pastor Chris Holland with the story of a Peruvian town that vanished more than 50 years ago.
In 1962, David Bernays and Charles Sawyer were on a mountain expedition investigating the Cordillera Blanco mountain range in Peru. Now, along their journey, they decided to investigate Glacier 511. Their findings were absolutely frightening. They saw that an enormous piece of the rock bed had been compromised by the glacier, and just the slightest disturbance would release an avalanche that would spell certain doom for the town of Yungay in the valley below. Now, equipped with this ominous warning, the men contacted the authorities and the newspaper. But instead of being grateful for the warning, Bernays and Sawyer were actually thrown into jail and threatened because of the hysteria they might cause. They were told to recant their story or face a lengthy prison sentence. The men were able to escape the country, and the authorities were able to suppress any warnings that may have leaked out. Everything went back to normal, and for several years, nothing happened. However, on May the 31st, 1970, Bernays and Sawyer's worst fears became reality. An undersea earthquake named the Ancash earthquake tipped the scale at 7.9 to 8 on the Richter scale. The short quake set off a most devastating turn of events. The movement of the earth shook loose the damage to the rock bed of the mountain, sending a colossal avalanche, which included an 800-meter section of glacier. All of it came down the mountain. There was so much debris that it buried the entire city of Yungay, killing 20,000 people instantly. It was a warning that was ignored. The complacency and suppression of the truth by the authorities led to tragedy. That tragedy transformed the lives of 20,000 people. Could it be that from this story, we might learn a lesson of transformation? You know, the Bible is full of warnings of what is coming next in this world. In particular, Matthew chapter 24 outlines signs of Jesus soon coming. Now, when he comes again, he will change this old dying world into something new. And for those that trust him, he will transform them to live forever. And so Jesus appeals to us with these words in Matthew 24, 42 and 44. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus longs for all of us to experience his life-transforming power. He wants us to be ready for the ultimate transformation and translation to heaven. Do you want to be ready for that day? Let us be transformed from complacent to watchful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would shake us from our complacency. Transform us that we would be watchful and be ready for when Jesus comes again. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Weak and wounded sin, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Fly to Jesus.
You know, it's easy to fall into long-held traditions and religious rites. But it's one's faith that makes the difference in how we live and trust God every day. That's what Paul learned after studying God's Word for himself. Here's his story.
Hi, I'm Paul Ceeson. My wife is Carmelita. There's many pivotal points in our spiritual journey. I would say one of the key ones, I think back to 2012 when I went to live and work in Munich while Carmelita stayed back, our youngest. She was still a junior in high school. And during that time, Carmelita came and visited me 4 times. And as a result, when she came in November, when I had my birthday, she put on the TV and found an American station. I was watching German TV. And there were quite a few Christian shows at the time, which gave me a different perspective about God and who God was. And love started to come up. We were both raised in the Catholic Church. Prior to going over there, it wasn't meeting all my needs from a spiritual standpoint. Now, when I came back from there, I was hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. So for the first time ever, I read the Bible, the King James Version, from front to back cover, and kept going, read the Catholic Bible, because that's how we were raised, and saw differences, and read the New King James Version, the New International Version, and started to have questions. Lots started to come together, but there were still some questions. And one day I stumbled across Hope Channel. There was a presenter there named David Asherick. He had a show called God with a question mark. And I was very intrigued by him. And so he drew me to that station, and Carmelita and I eventually started watching Hope Sabbath School. And I recall through watching that Carmelita said at one time, you know, you've got these questions. I was praying, I was crying about eternal conscious torment. You know, if God is love, unconditional love, how could there be eternal torment to people when he's forgiving? The Bible teaches us forgiveness. Jesus is selflessness and Satan is selfishness. So that didn't marry up. Well, I sent in a question, and within a day, I got a response from one of the Hope Sabbath School members, and he shed a little bit of light on it, pointed me in the right direction, and then it was a matter of a few months later, we met with that person while he was traveling from one state to another, and his family, and actually two of them were also on Hope Sabbath School at one time, and after that, he sent us some books. Well, they were Ellen G. White books. I had never heard of her before. She could have been mentioned on Hope Sabbath School. However, it didn't stick. But I read, he gave us a box of them. I read all of those books, The Great Controversy, Desire of Ages. Since then, I've read a total of 14. Carmelita right now is reading Education. I read that one as well, gave it to family members. When I go downtown Chicago, I meet with homeless people at times and hand out some of Ellen G. White's books and also the Bible for those that want it. That, you know, you don't want to force it on anybody. It has to be their choice, their will. So when I think about Hope Sabbath School and the Bible, there were several key things that convinced me that it was the one that I should be focusing on, or we should be focusing on, was that God is love, and run to Jesus when you have challenges in life. Don't try to do it on your own. He'll take our burden. We need to put on his yoke. And also, I mentioned the eternal conscious torment from so many shows, from Table Talk, Hope Sabbath School, Inverse, you name it. I heard them say on some of the shows, prayer is the breath of the soul that keeps us alive with God. When you hear some of those things and you reflect on it each day, it becomes part of you. All of a sudden, that Holy Spirit, you get filled with it. And that's the consistent message Hope Sabbath School says too, is in Hope Channel. Don't take our word for it. If it's not in the scripture, then you need to challenge it. And you don't often hear that. I mean, we grew up with a lot of rituals, and we believed in God and Jesus, but it wasn't a love or a passion. I mean, the Great Commission is something that we're convinced that's part of our role, that's our mission. Jesus came here for that purpose, and through Hope Channel, we believe it's put us on a path to better understanding, discernment, and we live a life of faith, hope, and love.
A life of faith, hope, and love. What a powerful affirmation from Paul. We're all in different places in our faith journey, but we can all be encouraged by our testimonies. What's your story of transformation? Share it with us at hopetv.org/transformed. Perhaps you've known Christian values after attending church all your life, or maybe you're just learning how much God loves you. You have a story that can encourage others. Visit hopetv.org/transformed to share your story. Thank you for joining me for Transform today. And remember, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.